Thursday, April 24th. I finally found my diary! Scooey! I'm so happy right now, I think I'm going to give it a big, fat kiss! Mwah! It's been missing for 2 whole weeks! And the entire time, I've been an emotional wreck! My BFFs and I looked everywhere for it. I had pretty much given up hope of ever finding my diary again. And poor Zoe blamed herself for losing it. She thought it had somehow fallen out when she'd gone into my backpack to get some gum. I told her that even if it had, it was totally an accident and I wasn't mad at her. But Zoe still felt responsible and insisted that she was the worst friend ever. She'd been moping around like forever, and Chloe and I had been worried about her. But when I showed Zoe my diary, she was so happy, she actually burst into tears of joy. Now I have my diary and my BFF Zoe back. Squee! The weirdest part is that my diary looked completely different when I found it. The sneaky diary snatcher had given it a super cute makeover with a fab new leopard print cover. It looked exactly like an expensive designer blouse that I'd seen at the mall for $220. The day my diary disappeared, I had my suspicions. I wanted to plaster posters of my prime suspect all over the school. Wanted: Mackenzie Hollister for theft of diary. Warning: cute but dangerous. But unfortunately, I didn't have any proof she was the sticky-fingered scoundrel who'd stolen it. Anyway, I could not believe all the stuff Mackenzie wrote in my diary. I stayed up past midnight and read every last entry, twice. She actually gave me a glimpse into her brain. In spite of her beauty and popularity, her life is not nearly as perfect as everyone thinks. She just pretends that it is. And yes, I know Mackenzie is stressed out from all the drama in her life, including 1, the detention, 2, the bug video, 3, losing her BFF Jessica, 4, her insane jealousy of my friendship with Brandon, and 5, wanting to transfer to a new school. But still, as my grandmother always says, everything happens for a reason. And sometimes that reason is you make bad choices. Mackenzie creates a lot of her own problems and then blames them on others. However, the most shocking thing I discovered was just how diabolical she is. How diabolical is she? When life gives her lemons, she squeezes the juice in other people's eyes. I'm just saying. I'd actually feel sorry for her if she wasn't so cruel. Anyway, this thing gets even more unbelievable. Mackenzie found my user ID and password in one of my earlier diary entries and broke into my Miss Know-It-All website. I'm so not lying. Then she wrote a bunch of mean and nasty advice letters to unsuspecting students. Her plan was to get me kicked out of school for cyberbullying. Like, who does that? Thankfully, my Miss Know-It-All newspaper column doesn't publish until Monday, April 28th. So I have plenty of time to fix any damage she's done and delete her letters. In spite of that, I'm still a little worried about her threat that she has a surprise for me on Monday, April 28th. But here's the most shocking news of all. Mackenzie Hollister transferred to a new school. And yesterday was her last day at WCD. Yes, I know, it's really hard to believe, but it's true. The entire school is gossiping about it, even the teachers. that drama queen is actually gone from my life. Forever. Woohoo! Since Mackenzie is out of the way, I can finally try to patch things up with Brandon without her interfering. He's been super busy lately, doing photography for both the newspaper and yearbook. We've basically ignored each other and have barely spoken since that big blow-up at my locker a few weeks ago. Then things went from bad to worse. After Brandon wrote that really sweet apology letter inviting me to hang out with him at the cupcakery, I waited there for him, like, forever. But he never showed up. I was mad at him because I thought he'd stood me up since he was still mad at me. And yes, I know it sounds crazy, but according to Mackenzie's diary entries, she was behind the scenes manipulating everyone and creating all the drama. I have to admit, I've really missed Brandon these past few weeks. I need to talk to him tomorrow and apologize for everything that's happened. Anyway, now that Mackenzie has transferred to a new school, my life at WCD is finally going to be drama-free and absolutely perfect. Squee! Note to self. Chloe wasn't in school yesterday or today, and she hasn't answered any of my text messages, which is very strange. Hopefully Zoe has heard from her, but if not... Number one, call Chloe tonight to make sure she's okay. Number two, tell her the fantastic news that I finally found my diary. Number three, let her know that we won't have to worry about Zoe anymore because she's back to her normal, happy self. Squee! Also, don't forget to explain everything to Brandon and apologize.